I'd like to thank our sponsor, Brandon Moyer of Made to Be Clean Cleaning Services. They use low toxic cleaning solutions to make your home or office clean and healthy. Made to Be Clean, your hive, our purpose. 484-509-7197. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman, and you're listening to Real Estate and You. Where each time we're on here, we try to bring up some interesting topics about real estate, of course. And going right in line with that, I have an amazing guest on here today. His name is Joe Vieri, and he's coming from us from San Diego, if I'm not mistaken. And he's going to talk to us about something I've never heard of called cost segregation. It's about saving money on your taxes and real estate. So without any kind of delay, we're going to bring him in here and let's see if he's on the phone for us. Hey, Joe, are you there?
I am. Hi, Red.
How you doing? Nice to finally get a chance to meet you and talk to you.
Yeah, great. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, this is great. This is great. So you have a company called Tax Saving. No, what? Oh my goodness! I U.S. Tax Advisors Group Incorporated. I keep thinking tax saving, so that's what's in my head, you know. But that's the name of the company. And I'm just going to read a short part of your bio because I think it's really going to sum up most of what you're doing out there, if you don't mind, or unless you wanted to go through your bio yourself, or you want to talk about it.
No, why don't you read it, and then I'll chime in.
Okay, so Joe has worked exclusively with property owners since 2001, successfully providing tax, retirement, and estate planning strategies. By using legal, IRS-compliant, proven tax planning structures combined with effective engineered-based studies, he specialized in working with those who want to protect their assets and create wealth. I think everybody wants to do that. Mr. Vieri began his career in cost segregation in 2008, He's been speaking to realtors, property owners, and tax professionals throughout the nation. These concepts provide the tax professional and real estate owners powerful tools to legally defer or eliminate income tax to comply with the new tangible property regulations. Wow, that's a lot going on there. And maybe you want to piggyback that and tell me what, man, you're saving money for people. This is amazing.
Yeah, it's surprising since I've been doing this since 2008. That there are many property owners, people involved in real estate, and especially their accountants that really don't know what we do, which is the term was coined by the IRS. It's called cost segregation. Something that I want to share with your listeners is that you can Google audit technique guidelines for cost segregation by the IRS. This is a 200-page document that anybody who is involved in this uses this if they're legitimate, they use the ATGs, the audit technique guidelines, as their Bible. So it's right there spelled out by the IRS.
Okay. So this is all part of it. I mean, and that's, you know, when we're talking an IRS code, I've just listened to this the other day. It's thousands and thousands of pages, our IRS code. So you've obviously uncovered some ways to save money that most people don't know about.
Yes. And it's been around for a long time. The acceleration of depreciation goes back. I've heard when I first started, I think it was like the 30s, the 40s. But what happened in 1997 was there was a law case. It was the Hospital Corporation of America sued the IRS and said, wait a minute. There's many parts of our building that do not conform to 39-year straight line.
Gotcha.
And they won, and the judge in the case says, okay, IRS, you know that this is the correct way to depreciate a building. So now you have to share this technique and everything with the public. And so that's what made them publish the 2007 audit technique guideline, which basically tells everybody what the IRS expects when you depreciate a building correctly.
Gotcha. And what is it a 27-year depreciation on a building, or is it, you said 39-year, is it 27
okay,
year?
Okay. So, you know, there's a lot of twists and turns in the IRS regs. And like you said, I think if somebody rolled into the room, a pallet of all the IRS codes, it's like, you know, it's a big pallet of paper.
Right.
And basically there's two components. So when I say 39 years, the Hospital Corporation of America was a commercial building. That's a 39-year straight line depreciation.
Gotcha.
Residential, which is single-family homes and a multifamily apartments, is going to be 27 and a half years.
There you go. That's and that's why that's what I was used to. I used to own a bunch of buildings. Some of them were 15 units, you know, 10 units, things like that. Yep. And those were 27 and a half year depreciation. So that's what I was kind of thinking of there. So when you, you know, kind of come onto this in 2008, where has it gone since then? Like where's this taking you?
Well, when I first started, the number one question for get any of the regs, everybody just said, this is a scam. It can't be true. Because I'm saving some of my clients millions and millions and millions of dollars of taxes every year. And so they said, it's got to be. Well, now that's kind of gone away. You know, if you own a significant portfolio or a building and your accountant does not know about cost segregation, I don't give tax advice because we're an engineering-based company. Sure. We're not tax advisors. I would say, run, don't walk from that accountant, because today they better know about cost segregation in the acceleration. Because a couple of years ago, when the Trump tax law came out, basically they give us now a new income, which is 100% bonus, which makes what I do even more powerful.
Wow. Yeah, but now is that going to stay in place? That's the question. You know, we got another president, another administration.
No, that's not the issue. The issue is that 100% bonus goes away in tax year 2022. That's the last year that that's available. So that will go away, and then it'll be 75% the next year, 50% the next year, 25%. Now, does that really impact the owners of buildings and their accountants as far as this strategy? Not really. What the bonus does, though, is it gives the client, look at it this way, whatever I find in accelerated depreciation, which is the personal property of the building, the taxpayer can take and use that 100%.
Wow.
After 2022, you just can't use 100%.
Right.
You're still going to get the bang for the buck, but it's not going to be 100%. It's going to be 80% the year you buy the building, and then it's going to go down for the next 5 years.
Gotcha. Yeah. So it's not like it's going to disappear. It's just the way it's graduated in the years to come.
And my opinion, again, who knows, Congress and administrations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I would be very surprised if accelerated depreciation goes away anytime in the next many, many years.
Yeah. Now you had mentioned before about what property owners should do this. When you said, you know, if you have a significant portfolio, so if I've got, you know, two units, this is probably not going to be a huge deal.
Well, it depends on how valuable it is saving income taxes. I mean, if you can save $1,000, I mean, I said, million. I have clients that save millions of dollars.
Right, just depends.
I'm involved in a building in San Francisco, which is a $500 million building, which they're going to save 200, let's say $100 million dollars in income taxes. That's a lot of money. But hey, we developed a new technique, which is part of the reason that I'm on the podcast. And what the new technique is when I first started in 2008, the only type of studies we did were the full detailed engineered based studies. However, 5 years ago, we developed a statistical analysis for people who own buildings with a basis of less than 500,000.
Oh, wow.
Bada bing, that's going to be your single family home owner.
Yeah.
And now we've made it affordable. So we have developed this modeling technique. And so if you do own only two single family homes or one, and you're paying income taxes, do it on the small properties. You're still going to save money.
Yeah, exactly. And now how does the compensation work for your company then? So are you taking a percentage of the savings? I mean, how does that work?
No, we can't. It's against IRS code to take a percentage of the savings. And so we charge a fee.
Okay.
So if we do a modeling, we charge a fee. And if we do a straight fee, and if we do a engineered based, detailed approach, it's more money, because then instead of doing what we do from one location, meaning where the engineer will use satellite software to look at the property, and we don't have to fly to the property, if we do the detailed engineered approach, we must inspect the property. So that's obviously going to be a different fee structure. Yeah. That's going to be thousands of dollars versus hundreds of dollars.
Oh, yeah, because you're going out there. Yeah, you're obviously on the ground and stuff like that. So what are you looking for in these buildings? Like, what is it? Like, what?
That's a great question. Yeah. What we're looking for is we're looking for the personal property versus the real property. I know it sounds complicated, but just look at it this way. The real property of the building is the main chassis of the building, the foundation, the walls, the windows, the doors, the roof, everything that you couldn't rip out and take with you when you sold the building.
Right.
The personal property is basically the property that could be technically ripped out and taken with you. So, for example, counters, countertops, flooring, ceilings. Window treatments, not windows. Windows are the real property. And then outside, all of the land improvements, that would be thrown into 15-year. It's not personal property, but that can be accelerated. So that would be items like walkways, driveways, landscaping, trees, irrigation.
Even trees. Fencing.
Trees, yeah.
This is very interesting.
And
get
that's
it.
What we do as engineers. You
I
can't
totally
do
get
this.
It.
If you're an accountant, you don't know engineering, so you would only be guessing. And if you want to guess, then you can guess. But what you get when you deal with a company like mine is you get a report that is based on IRS laws and codes. We know what the IRS deems as personal property. We know what the IRS deems as real property. Our job is to carve out the personal property and give the client their accountant a report that they can depend on, and we back up our report if there's ever questions by the IRS.
I totally get it now. I bought a laundromat with a partner it's probably 20 years ago, something like that. And when we did the sale, we separated out all the equipment from the building.
Right.
And that was the reason, was basically for tax purposes. And that was obviously cost segregation. I didn't even know it. My accountant had me separating out.
You were doing a very,
basic
form,
version of it.
Basic version, it's still a version of what we do. We do it. We go into detail. When
yours
we
is scientific.
Art. Yes.
Yeah. Cause what I I totally get what you're saying. Why the IRS does not like when your Uncle Bob or yourself goes and tries to justify things on your property. But when you hire a professional like yourself to come in and detail out every single thing in that property to the code of the IRS, now they can't argue that.
My engineers can talk on a level with the IRS that I will tell you the truth. We don't get audited, but if there are ever any questions by the IRS, we will most always win.
Right.
Those conversations, because we know what we're doing.
Yeah.
And we can talk to the if the IRS wants to bring in an IRS engineer, we can talk to them, on the same level. We know our stuff. And, if there are any questions, after we explain our position, that usually is the end of the question.
Got it. That's really cool. This whole thing is just blowing my mind.
But cost segregation doesn't get audited. So let's get that answer on the table.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get audited by doing cost segregation. Now, you may get audited for other reasons.
Right.
And then the IRS agent will go, oh, so you've done a cost segregation. Let me look at that. And they may look at it. And then, a lot of IRS agents don't understand. So they may have a question. They go, well, how did you come up with the value or the quantities
right.
of the personal property? And then we'll explain. This is how we did it.
And it's itemized out. It's itemized out on like a form of some sort. Like, it reminds me of when you have an insurance loss and the Berks, we have around here Berks Fire Water, but you have like a restoration company comes in. And if you ever see the detailed report they give, oh my gosh, it's crazy, because it shows you everything that they're doing and what they had to do. And that way the insurance company knows there's no funny business. So it's almost kind of it reminds me of that in a way, where as long as the IRS sees that it's all legit and that it's all real things and that you've done your homework, you know, then they, you know, they almost have to say, okay.
Well, they look at they look at the detail, and they look at the background of who did the report. They look at my engineer, they look at me, my partner, and we've got over 40 years of combined experience. So they know that they're dealing with somebody very legitimate. And so that's a big part of the equation when you're audited.
Yeah, I got
if you get questioned. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's really cool. So
now, as far as the building, though, let's get this straight too.
Go ahead.
With this modeling technique, I mean, we can go down to, I would be shocked if there wasn't a building. I don't care what type it is. I don't care how small it is, that we can't provide value. I don't even remember the last time somebody brought us a building that was so, let's say, small that we couldn't find. Now, years ago when I first started, there were single family homes somebody could buy, believe it or not. For example, in I'll pick a state, but I'm not picking on it, like Alabama,
right?
And they bought a building for $20,000, a single family home. Okay, we may not be able to help somebody with a building that you bought for $20,000, but the days of buying a building for $20,000 are pretty much long gone.
Yeah, pretty much.
So any building you buy nowadays, I would call Joe if your accountant says, "Hey, you owe the IRS X." I would call before I paid the IRS anything. I would call my company and just say, "Hey, Joe, can you help us?"
Yeah. I guess what you're saying is you're pulling out the certain things in the property that are not part of the building. So how does that save you exactly? Like, what's the direct correlation? If I take out cabinets and countertops out of the value of the property, how does that save directly?
That's a good question. And what we find in residential property is we estimate 25% of the building part of the acquisition.
Okay.
And that's another good question. It's nothing to do with fair market value. The IRS does not care what you think your building is worth.
Got it.
There's only one value to the IRS. What did you pay for the building? We don't care where the money came from. So you could have financed 100%. They want to know what was paid for that building minus the land.
Gotcha.
So you've got to account for the land because land is not a depreciable item.
Yep.
So let's use an example. Let's say you buy a single family home for $120,000 and you allocate 20% or 20,000, about 20%. So you allocate $20,000 to land. What Joe has to work with is $100,000.
Okay.
We estimate that you will find 25% in personal property. That 25% means that you will have a $25,000 tax deduction off of your income taxes for the tax year that you do the study.
That's amazing.
And it's 100% bonus. So that 25%, you get all of that in the year you do the study. So if you bought a building in 2020 and you're on extension, and that means you're going to file your taxes on September 15th, we will give you about a $25,000 tax loss for that year, the accelerated depreciation.
If I did it,
100% bonus.
If I bought the property in 2019 and didn't do that, can I go back and do it?
Another good question. A lot of people are very confused. It's not only properties you buy in the current tax year. We can go back about 15 years.
Wow.
And we can calculate and give you the benefits of accelerated depreciation. It's not a set in stone. So what we do is we have to look at each building and then we go back and we say, we look at this. Okay, how much depreciation did you pay? Because you can't double dip.
Right.
If you've taken depreciation, so we look at what we can accelerate, what you've already taken, and how much we're going to charge you for that building. And then we, with the client, will decide, is it worth it? So I like to say about 15 years.
Yeah. Right, because other than that, you've already depreciated enough that it's not going to make a difference.
It's not going to make a difference. Yeah. If you go back farther than 15 years, you probably already taken what you can. And even if you accelerate the remaining, it's not going to be worth it. And we'll say, don't do this. Don't pay a dime because it's probably not going to be worth it.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yep. So you have one here. One of the questions that you had on your information was, what are we looking for in a cost segregation company? Like you're the first person I've heard of that does this as a specialty. Are there a lot of companies out there? What are we looking for? And like you said before, you're in California, but I could still use you. If somebody had a larger building and wanted to fly you out here, they can do that.
Yeah, and we just went through the list of our current properties. These are like 25 that we have to do before the September 15th deadline, and they range anywhere. We have buildings that we have to go out and see in Maine, Pennsylvania, Michigan, wow, Florida, Texas, California, Washington. So our buildings are all over the place.
Wow.
All over the locations in of the United States. It makes no difference where the building is located. And what was the first part of the question?
Well, what are we looking for? Like, how do I know that the cost segregation company is the right one for me?
I think number one is the experience of those that are going to be working on your study. How long have they been doing this? And what is their experience? Number two is you want an engineering-based company. I see a lot of the companies out there that are accounting-based companies. Mm-hmm. So a couple of accountants got together and they go, wow, we can make a lot of money by doing cost segregation.
Right, right.
We can do that. And then I look at their resumes and I go, well, you guys are accountants, you're not engineers. So look and see the engineering background of the person doing the study.
That's an interesting point.
I don't
care
if it's a modeling study or if it's a detailed engineering-based study. Look at the background and make sure that they are engineers.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because it's interesting that you say that, Joe, because I would be thinking right off the top of my head, oh, I got to make sure I get a good accountant for this. I got to get a good accountant. But that's not the thing. You know, this is more of an engineering background. This is more of knowing how to do this, the cost segregation. It's a specialty. It's not something that most accountants are going to have the talent to do.
Yes. Now, if you have a smaller building that can be modeled, I will tell you this right now, there are very, 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 that's four varies. There are very few people out there that do the modeling-based technique. The competition, my competition, does the full detailed engineering. You can find many across the country that do that. However, if you have a single-family home and you have to spend $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 to do what we do, it's not going to work. It won't pencil out. So you have to find a company that works with the modeling technique. And like I said, there's very few out there. So
yeah,
be warned. You'll find a cost segregation company in your hometown or your home state, but they're probably going to look at you and go, I don't even know what modeling is.
Wow. Interesting. Very interesting. So I'll tell you what, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
You know what? Here's what we offer. We do all the first heavy lifting for no cost. So the best way to do this is simple. Just go to my website. US Tax Advisors Group is the company, and our website is ustaginc.com.
Okay, that's the best place to find
it. Ustaginc.com.
Okay.
You go there, and then we have a free, not free, I hate that word, but we have a link that'll take you to a form that you fill out, and then that'll come to us, and we'll get back to you and we'll tell you, okay, this is what you can, this is what we estimate you will save, and here's what it'll cost you.
Okay. Okay. Good. 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 And anything else that you want to add to this before we wrap this up?
No, I think you did a great job, Brad. I mean, I think we've covered everything that everybody needs to know. Again, I think that if you go to the IRS, if you want to make sure if this is legitimate, just Google IRS audit technique guidelines for cost segregation, and you'll get everything laid out to you by the IRS themselves.
That is great.
It's legitimate, it works, and everybody should be doing it. This is the correct way to depreciate a building.
No, it's awesome. And like I said, 28 years in the business for me, and shame on me, I don't know much about it or didn't know much about it. Now I do, and it makes a lot of sense. And I want to appreciate you, appreciate for being on here, being our guest. And I'm going to put this out to our podcast, and it's going to be on Facebook and everywhere else. And thanks for your knowledge and your information on this. It's really, really enlightening.
Brad, thank you. Thank you for getting the word out there, because people need to know about what we do.
Absolutely. So all right. Sounds good. We'll be talking to you soon.
All right, Brad. Thank you.
All right, there you have it, Joe Vyrie. Man, that was just an amazing conversation there about the from U.S. Tax Advisors Group. He's out of San Diego, which is amazing. And if you have any any questions, he has an email address too. It's joev@ustaginc.com. And he also talked about his website, which is www.ustaginc.com. And that's where all the information is about the cost segregation. So until next time, thanks for listening. Are your kitchen and bathroom way overdue for a remodel? Well, I got the guy for you. Call John Sellers at First Response Contracting, 484-256-7136. Both residential and commercial services, and he's licensed and insured. Call him at 484-256-7136, First Response Contracting.